Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us, we have a very, very special guest. She is well known around the Madison, Marietta area. She's Shannon Banky, Miss Wheelchair Minnesota. Thanks for coming in the studio again, Shannon.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, we've done this before, right?
Yep, right. I think either the beginning of summer or the beginning of spring.
Yeah, when you were crowned.
When I first got crowned.
When you first got crowned.
Yeah.
So we're getting full circle here because I've asked Shannon to come in and give us an update of what you've been very, very busy as Miss Wheelchair Minnesota, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have traveled in our area. I've done speaking engagements. I've sang for the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah. I got a list here. I put a list together, Shannon.
Okay.
It's a long list. A lot of demo derbies this summer for fairs, right?
Yep, I did. So I've sang the national anthem. Yep, I've sang for here and the St. Paul Saints and Appleton, Lac Parle, their homecoming.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Miss Appleton program, too. You were over there for that, right?
Yep, I sang a hallelujah song for the Appleton Fest when the girls got crowned. Yep. That was fun.
And I got to tell our listeners a little story here. I was at the Swift County Fair. I was walking by some fair board members, and they were a little disappointed because they just lost their person that was going to sing the national anthem before the big demo derby. And I said, I know somebody.
And it was
And it was Shannon. So I called Shannon up. I said, Shannon, can you be over in Appleton in about a half hour? Yeah, I'll be there.
Yep, and I was.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was a large crowd there at that demo derby, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was full. Yep.
Well, I know the Swift County Fair Board members really appreciated you coming
and they
over.
Treated me really well, too. I got to ride in the golf cart.
You did what?
I got to ride in the golf cart.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they were pretty happy about that. So, yeah, and singing in front of the St. Paul Saints baseball, that must have been fun.
Yep, I had to do a recording of my voice and send that in to the St. Paul Saints, and then they got a hold of my state coordinator, and then my state coordinator got a hold of me. So then I went up this summer, and my state coordinator recorded it, and it was on Facebook, mm-hmm. So you could listen and see it. And so now I get the great opportunity to sing for the national anthem for the Minnesota Timberwolves December 17th.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I'm super excited.
At Target Center. All right.
So what I had to do is that recording got to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I sent that in.
Yep.
And then a lady got back to me. Her name's Jacqueline, and then they sent it into their media to make sure that I could do it. And
they got to
double check. Yep. And so I got a call back, and so I will be singing for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And what date is that again?
December 17th. It's on Monday. It's a Monday night game.
All right, that's got to be really exciting. And
yep, I'm looking forward to.
Are
it.
You a little nervous about that?
Not yet. I will be the day of.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. You're doing some fundraising for that and stuff too. So, but you know, we had you in here early spring when you were first crowned Miss Wheelchair Minnesota. What's the year been like for you so far?
Well, I went to nationals in the end of July, beginning of August, and we did to try to become Miss Wheelchair America. I did not win, but it was great. I had met amazing people. There was 26 women from around the country.
Where was that held at?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
And the woman that won, she's from Arkansas. She's really very, very good. She's a great woman. And so she's traveling now around the country.
Okay.
So I did that. I've done speaking engagements here. The national anthems. I've done an expo in St. Cloud. It's called Made in Minnesota. I just did that a couple of weeks ago.
So not only do you sing the national anthem a lot of different places, but you also been asked to come to give speeches at some groups and stuff.
Yep, the Kiwanis in here and the Threshing Show in Montevideo. I did the whole weekend there.
The Threshing Show, yeah.
Yep.
And you were up in St. Cloud, I understand, too, weren't you?
Yep, that was for the expo.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So what's your platform? What do you speak about then?
I do the story of my life. Oh. So from the beginning of when I was walking to the accident to
the car accident that
the car accident. Yep. And then I try to make it aware for people to make that we as wheelchair people want to be included. And I do another thing I'm trying to get into is schools. Oh. I like to advocate for people in chairs and with people with disabilities. And yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Good. So, yeah, you've had a busy summer and fall then, huh?
Since, yep, and then football started, and it was even busier.
Yeah, you went to a lot of football games, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
It was a lot of fun. All right. Well, let's talk about what's you're going to be singing at the Timbrose game, and you need some fundraise for that?
Well,
are you doing some fundraiser for that?
Yeah, I actually need some help through the community. We, as the state, my state coordinator and my organization, Miss Wheelchair Minnesota, bought tickets. And so my coordinator has put it out on Facebook. And so what I need is some donations. So what happens is technically tomorrow,
Saturday,
okay, is if you donate $10, your name gets put in to a drawing for 4 tickets to the Timberwolves game that I'm singing at, which is December 17th. If you happen to donate and you can't go to the game, if you can't give them away to somebody, mm-hmm, we will be donating them to Gillette's Hospital in Minneapolis. We are also going to be doing another drawing December 13th, and that is if you donate a dollar. So every dollar that you donate, you'll get an entry fee for 2 tickets to that game.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that, and if you can't, the money that you donate goes to the national program that they helped me go get to my traveling expenses or the next person's traveling expenses. Mm-hmm. It just helps that organization a lot.
Yeah, it's for a great cause too. And how can people donate?
So we have Miss Wheelchair Minnesota has a Facebook page. It's Miss Wheelchair Minnesota-America, and it has a donate button. So you can donate there. If you don't have Facebook, you can get a hold of me through my email, and I can help you out. It's shannonbanky@hotmail.com, and I can help you out. Otherwise, there is an address. If you go to that Facebook page, there's an address. If you don't feel comfortable doing it through the internet, there's an address that you can send money to. And then maybe if you just give them a quick note, because I know that mail can be slow, so just give them a quick note. They'll put your name in for the drawing.
Okay, what was your email again if people wanted to get a hold of you?
Shannon Bankey at,
how do you spell Bankey?
BOEHNKE@hotmail.com.
okay,
and if people want me to speak anywhere, you know, you can get a hold of me that way too. Mm-hmm. So
when does your reign end, Shannon?
Well, technically it ends in March, but I just found out about a month ago that they're revamping the organization. So they are moving the competition to August. So I'm going to be reigning through the summer again, only because I want someone out there representing the program. And so, and another part of the reason is because once they do it in March, usually the national competition's in July, and they, it's just a lot of hard to get the fundraising and get that going. Right. So they're doing it at the August so that you basically have the whole year to do the fundraising. And if you happen to win, then you still represent Minnesota too.
Okay. All right. Well, real good, Shannon. Well, best of luck singing the national anthem at the Timberwolves game.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I can tell. And by the way, you do a great job singing the national anthem. I've heard you many times. And you do a super job with that.
Thank you.
And you look good with your sash and crown on here. We're going to snap some pictures.
Yeah.
I bet you get a lot of picture taken, don't you?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, and you're with me.
Yep, I do with you.
All right, good luck. And let's help Shannon out. So donate, go to that Facebook. And what's the Facebook page again?
Miss Wheelchair America, or Miss Wheelchair Minnesota-America. And just hit the donate button and you'll be entered in.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Shannon.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Shannon Bankey, Miss Wheelchair Minnesota.